Tibetan Buddhism is a religion with a rich culture that emerged from a wide range of practices, which include the complete scope of the Buddhist teachings from the Hinayana, Mahayana, and Vajrayana levels. Different groups belonging to Tibetan Buddhism include the Nyingmapa, founded by Padmasambhapa, Kagyupa, founded by Tilopa, Shakyapa, founded by Gonsok Gyopo and his son Gunga Ningpo, and Gelugpa, founded by Tsongkhapa Lobsang Drapa. The teachings of Tibetan Buddhism puts a focus on the awareness of death and the ephemeral nature of life, leading to diligence in meditation and spiritual practice. Mandalas, prayer flags, and tanka paintings are visual imagery used as reminders for practitioners on the path. One of the renowned masters of this religion is Milarepa. Magician, yogi, poet, hermit, many names have been attributed to this most famous figure of Tibet's history. This Himalayan saint lived from 1052 to 1135, and his story of personal redemption has continued to be an inspiration to many generations. Through songs called Dohas, Milarepa imparted divine teachings on spiritual devotion and wisdom. Today we present to you an excerpt, The Conversion of a Dying Bonist, from the holy text of Tibetan Buddhism with the compilation titled The 100,000 Songs of Milarepa.
This is the chapter of my song, the chapter of divining by the stars. Reading the chart, the soothsayer prophesies, for these 22 people, the omen is bad indeed. From the time of no beginning, on the foundation of samsara or cycle of reincarnation and nirvana or highest paradise, was set up a stove of mental blindness.
The host, pure manifestation, was singed by words. The burners, hate and lust, left behind a burning spot. Because of stove, fire and burning spot, the wisdom father god left the house and went to heaven. The local god of the great bliss withdrew and disappeared. The conquering god of self-awareness also went away.
Because these three great gods withdrew, the demons could send forth afflictions. Hence arose the eight dharmas of the world, and the pain of life came into being in samsara or cycle of reincarnation. Burning anger, the most dreadful demon, stirring lust, that pernicious demoness, blind ignorance, the fierce dragon demon, stinging jealousy, the demon called Sanrix, egotism and prejudice, another named Ritolex, self-praise and self-inflation, the demon starred Mamo, evil deeds and habitual thinking, the dread demon called a Sindre. My host, these are the demons which afflict you.
According to the divination, your life is in great danger, for whoever is born will die. According to the divination, your family affairs are not auspicious. At the end of a gathering, there must be departure. According to the divination, your monetary affairs do not prosper, for the end of gain is loss. According to the divination, your dealings with your foes are not lucky, for no longer can you take the upper hand. To reverse these evil omens, let us hold a bond service. This is the fourth chapter of my song, the ominous divination of your life.
Now I, the yogi, will chant a Bon prayer for you. Bon, in its deeper teaching, says, in the morning of the first day was laid the foundation of heaven's Tripitaka. The ransom was given of hearing, practice, and contemplation. The sacramental offerings of pure precept are now prepared, and the hymns of the four tantras now are chanted. The initiatory gift, which frees from craving, is presented.
For the disappearance of the Father into heaven, the recognition of basic blindness is the remedy I offer. For the withdrawal of the local gods of the great bliss, victory over the four demons is the remedy I offer. For the absence of the conquering god of self-awareness, the ransom of self-renunciation is my offer.
The evil thoughts of the eight worldly affairs I amputate with the awareness knife that is free from craving. To cure the lives of pain in this distressing world, I offer the balm of universal bliss. The fire-like angry demon I poison with the wisdom of the void. The lust-stirring demoness I conquer with mind essence.
To quell the dragon demon of blind ignorance, I summon the eight dragons, self-liberating forms. To the king of demons, suffocating pride, I give the heart's horn of the wisdom of the void. To conquer the Tsan demon, stinging jealousy, I raise the arrow scarf, the wisdom of accomplishment. To the bragging, self-praising demon called Mammo, I recite the prayer of the non-existence of self and others. To cleanse clinging to self and egotisms, I make altruistic offerings. To nullify the evil of habitual thinking, the voidness of mental functions.
If there be harmful demons, these remedies will dispel them. If there be ghosts of prosperity, these acts will capture them. If you make sacramental offerings, do so in this way. Mind nature has nor birth nor death. Through this bond understanding, threats to life are overcome.
The companion of self-manifestation gathers not nor separates, but overcome all threats of family strife. Transcendental property cannot be exhausted. By knowing this, is the fear of poverty dispelled. Through the teaching of this bond doctrine, ill omens and divination are reversed. If one understands the Dharma or true teaching truly, even the sufferings he undergoes will appear to him as divine instructions. Through this bond teaching, all evil encounters are transformed.
This is the fifth chapter of my song, the chapter of subduing devil demons. O family of 22 members, the ill of your mind blindness has been cured. The painful groaning of self-clinging ended. O sick man, upon your face appears a fair complexion, the illuminating void. Food and drink, the illuminating and blissful samadhi, become delicious and appetizing to you.
The sick man is now grateful for his cure. With heartfelt sincerity, he renders thanks and makes propitiation. He sends his son, self-awareness, to the mountain of the great perfection, to the shepherd boy, constant mindfulness, then takes a yak, the 9 successive vehicles, a sheep, the 4 tantras, and a goat, the 3 canons.
Thence, upon the plane of universal equality, guests are summoned to a feast of myriad wisdoms. The oblation is anointed, together with the food of sunyata. The arrow scarf of learning and contemplation is spread out. Appreciation is expressed to all the company. Before the Guru, the soothsayer of skill, is hung the human skull of faith, veneration, and sincerity. For with the holy teaching of Bon, he rides the horse of skillful wisdom.
To the all-perfect Bon body, he offers a yak of the 9 successive vehicles. To the conquering gods, the 5 Nirmanakayas, or perfected beings who renounce nirvana and choose a life of self-sacrifice, becoming members of that invisible host which ever protects humanity within karmic limits. He offers a sheep of the 4 tantras. To to the life god, the transformation body of Tathagata. He offers a Tripitaka, or Buddhist canon of scriptures, goat. To the goddess of medicine, who cures all diseases, he offers a sacrificial meal of the four immeasurables, or friendliness, compassion, sympathetic joy, and even-mindedness. Such are the sacrifices and propitiations.
This is the sixth chapter of my song, the chapter of propitiation and sacrificial offering. Now is the time to speak a few propitious words, words surely to be heard by all the Buddhas. The precious ones do not appear on earth, but stay in Dharmatattu, or realm of truth, while my guru adorns me by sitting on my head, and my brothers in the Dharma or true teaching sit in rows before me. The first thing one should remember is the transiency of life. Then he should read the lives of the holy saints. Next, he should study the simple or comprehensive sutras, choosing them to meet his own requirements. Then he should contemplate on the instructions.
If in this song I have hidden anything from you, if my preaching has been unsound and incomplete, if I have transgressed and misrepresented anything, I beg forgiveness from the Holy Ones. Milarepa then continued, "Now it is time for me, your host, to sing a song of pride. At first, when I had contracted this disease, I sent for a diviner, a yogi of devotion. As he revealed the divination, unsparingly I offered the sacrificial ransom.
When he performed the ritual of offering, I realized he was indeed a free-handed yogi, for his riches were truly inexhaustible. Then he served the feast and entertained his guests with all propriety. I became aware he was an experienced yogi. When he spoke after the dinner, he proved that he could teach us all.
When the feast was over, he gracefully gave thanks. Lastly, he wished for the final liberation of all men. Oh, who is this Bon? Of whose Bon is he? He is the Bon whose family numbers 2 and 20. He calms the fears of those who are besieged. He is the Bon who removes malignant pressures.
This is my little after-dinner song. O guests, drink ye and be drunk with the wine of reality. In a happy mood, let us sing and sport and play. It is happy to be blessed and a joy to meditate. Cheerful, cheerful are these after-dinner words. May all rejoice, be joyous and full of mirth. Happy to shout and cry under the blessing. Ever then be joyful under the grace of your gurus.
So Milarepa sang, mimicking the Bon way of chanting. Hearing it, the sick man was blessed and cured. Sons, daughters, servants, and friends, including some learned lamas, were so delighted that one could hardly describe their joy. The villagers declared, "It is indeed miraculous to revive a dying man. The blessing of Dharma or true teaching is surely greater than that of the bonds." An unalterable faith in the Jetson arose in them all.
The rich man then addressed the Jetson, saying, "Dear Lama, your preachings were all Buddhist. They were not of Bon. I have always been a follower of Bon and believed its teachings. But now I will become a Buddhist and put my whole faith in Buddhism. I and my sons and all my family and household." The Jetson gave assent, and thus the whole family, including the father with his 8 sons, became Buddhists.
Among the sons was one who had been an expert in Bon, which he had mastered to a perfect degree and in which he thoroughly believed. But after his father's cure, an immutable faith toward the Jetson and Dharma or true teaching awoke in him. He said to Milarepa, "Outwardly, the practice and words used by Bon and Dharma or true teaching appear alike, but the compassion and grace are different, and so are the achievements. Bon practices are greedy and covetous. In whatever ceremony is held, at least one living being will be slaughtered as an offering.
The gods we worship are worldly. When a follower is about to die, he has no real assurance within himself. His heart is filled with fear and confusion. From now on, I will renounce Bon and become a Buddhist. Please accept me as your servant's disciple and allow me to go with you. It occurred to Milarepa that this man was a well-destined person. He therefore took him for a disciple and granted him the initiations and pith instructions.
Eventually, this young man attained liberation and all the accomplishments. He became known as Shemgombrepa, one of the close disciples of Milarepa. His father and his brothers all gave their best service and offerings to the Jetsun while he dwelt at Langoludutson, Bepumamutson, and Barkungitson. They entered the gate of liberation and followed the path of the all-knowing ones, thus preventing themselves from falling into the miserable realms of samsara, or cycle of reincarnation.
This is the story of Milarepa meeting Tewarepa, the outstanding enlightened yogi, and Shemgombrepa, the close son disciple of Milarepa, at Bepumamutson and Lapupaimason.
We appreciate your loving company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, up next, right after Noteworthy News. Farewell, and heaven bless.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.